August 9, a dangerous guest. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Mark 4:40. Why are we so weak in faith? What, we are so faithless, so unbelieving, that the Lord cannot do for us those things which he longs to do. There are doubts in our minds that are very saddening and very difficult to dispel. These doubts that bow down the soul, we should each one bravely face and tell the soul that we must conquer them at once. Make no delay, for there can be no peace where faith is lost. We need not express these doubts, for they may cause some poor soul to stumble. But examine them in the light of God's Word, then talk them over with Jesus, with his word of promise in your hand, and pray for their removal. Tell the Lord, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Mark 9:24. Let not doubt be placed in a comfortable, easy chair. It is a dangerous guest when it is left to rankle in the mind and counteract faith. Genuine faith is life, and where there is life, there is growth. The life which Jesus imparts cannot but grow more and more abundantly. A living faith means an increase of vigor, a confiding trust, by which the soul becomes a conquering power. He who drinks of the water of life which Jesus gives possesses within himself a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Though it shall be cut off from all created springs, it is fed from the hidden fountain. It is a perpetual spring, an immediate communication with the inexhaustible fountain of life. The Lord is dishonored when any who profess his name have an emptiness. This misrepresents God. Nothing but Christ manifested in the Spirit and life and character can reveal God to a world that knows him not. The soul renewed in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, demonstrates its divine fullness in a living, growing experience, even the fullness of him that filleth all things.